Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, we had the single deadliest day in New York. Over 800 deaths for COVID-19 yesterday. And I know you have a roundup of New York City and up to the Capital Region.
Yes, Dave, this news remains grim. The deadliest single day by far in the state hardest hit by the pandemic. The number deflated the optimism that some felt after the weekend when the ever-increasing death toll in New York State slowed its rate of increase for a couple of days. There are other signs of hope, but again, based on only a few days' data. There are fewer new hospitalizations statewide than in recent weeks, and fewer new intensive care unit placements. In the Capital Region, the largest hospital saw its first decrease in COVID-19 patient census, down from 61 Monday. Albany Medical Center still had 60 patients on Tuesday, though, 30 of them in intensive care.
You also have other things that can't go on during the COVID pandemic. For example, the Regents exams.
Yes, Dave, high school students are right in this. Students who had planned to take a Regents exam this June as part of their high school diploma requirements would be exempt from passing the now canceled exams, achieving the graduation requirement by passing the class instead. State Education Chancellor Betty Rosa on Monday announced the June Regents exams will be canceled, and on Tuesday, state officials released a 5-page guidance memo outlining exemptions for students who have not already passed their required Regents exams. Students may meet the exam requirement by passing the course associated with a particular exam or by passing the course over the summer. Students across the state are required to pass 4 or 5 Regents exams, with some exceptions, to earn a high school diploma.
His name is Jeff Wilkin. He is longtime veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, be safe. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Dave. You too.